Chapter 34. There's where she sits, you see, apostrophe said Eugene, when they were standing under the bank, roared and driven at by the wind. There's the light of her fire. Apostrophe, I'll take a peep through the window, apostrophe said Mortimer. No, don't. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Eugene caught him by the arm. Best, not make a show of her. Come to our honest friend. Apostrophe, he led him to the post of watch, and they both dropped down and crept under the lee of the boat, a better shelter than it had seemed before, being directly contrasted with the blowing wind and the bare night. Mr. Inspector at home? Apostrophe, apostrophe, whispered Eugene. Here I am, sir. Apostrophe, and our friend of the perspiring brow is at the far corner there? Good. Anything happened? Apostrophe, his daughter has been out, thinking she heard him calling, unless it was a sign to him to keep out of the way. It might have been. Apostrophe, it might have been Rule Britannia, apostrophe muttered Eugene, but it wasn't. Mortimer. Apostrophe, here. Apostrophe, apostrophe, on the other side of Mr. Inspector. Two burglaries now, and a forgery. Apostrophe, apostrophe, with this indication of his depressed state of mind, Eugene fell silent. They were all silent for a long while. As it got to be flood tide, and the water came nearer to them, noises on the river became more frequent, and they listened more. To the turning of steam paddles, to the clinking of iron chain, to the creaking of blocks, to the measured working of oars, to the occasional violent barking of some passing dog on shipboard, who seemed to scent them lying in their hiding place. The night was not so dark but that, besides the lights at bows and mastheads gliding to and fro, they could discern some shadowy bulk attached, and now and then a ghostly lighter with a large dark sail, like a warning arm, would start up very near them, pass on, and vanish. At this time of their watch, the water close to them would be often agitated by some impulsion, given it from a distance. Often they believed this beat and plash to be the boat they lay in wait for, running in ashore, and again they would have started up, but for the immobility with which the informer, well used to the river, kept quiet in his place. The wind carried away the striking of the great multitude of city church clocks, for those lay to leeward of them, but there were bells, to windward that told them of its being 1, 2, 3. Without that aid they would have known how the night wore, by the falling of the tide, recorded in the appearance of an ever-widening black wet strip of shore, and the emergence of the paved causeway from the river, foot by foot. As the time so passed, this slinking business became a more and more precarious one. It would seem as if the man had had some intimation of what was in hand against him, or had taken fright. His movements might have been planned to gain for him, in getting beyond their reach, 12 hours advantage. The honest man who had expended the sweat of his brow became uneasy, and began to complain with bitterness of the proneness of mankind to cheat him invested with the dignity of labor. Their retreat was so chosen, that while they could watch the river, they could watch the house. No one had passed in or out, since the daughter thought she heard the father calling. No one could pass in or out without being seen. But it will be light at 5, apostrophe said Mr. Inspector, and then we shall be seen. Apostrophe, look here, apostrophe said Riderhood, what do you say to this? He may have been lurking in and out, and just holding his own betwixt 2 or 3 bridges, 4 hours back. Apostrophe, what do you make of that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Inspector. Stoical, but contradictory. He may be doing so at this present time. Apostrophe, what do you make of that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Inspector. My boat's among them boats here at the Cossier. Apostrophe, and what do you make of your boat? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Inspector. What if I put off in her, and take a look round? I know his ways, and the likely nooks he favors. I know where he'd be at such a time of the tide, and where he'd be at such another time. Ain't I been his partner? None of you need show. None of you need stir. I can shove her off without help, and as to me being seen, I'm about at all times. Apostrophe, you might have given a worse opinion, apostrophe said Mr. Inspector, after brief consideration. Try it. Apostrophe, stop a bit. Let's work it out. If I want you, I'll drop round under the fellowships, and tip you a whistle. Apostrophe, if I might, so far presume, as to offer a suggestion to my honorable and gallant friend, whose knowledge of naval matters far be it from me to impeach, apostrophe Eugene struck in with great deliberation, it would be, that to tip a whistle is to advertise mystery and invite speculation. My honorable and gallant friend will, I trust, excuse me, as an independent member, for throwing out a remark which I feel to be due to this house and the country. Apostrophe, was that the Tother governor, or lawyer Lightwood? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Riderhood. For, they spoke as they crouched or lay, without seeing one another's faces. In reply to the question put by my honorable and gallant friend, apostrophe said Eugene, who was lying on his back with his hat on his face, as an attitude highly expressive of watchfulness, I can have no hesitation in replying it not being inconsistent with the public service, that those accents were the accents of the Tother governor. Apostrophe, you've tolerable good eyes, ain't you, governor? You've all tolerable good eyes, ain't you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, demanded the informer. All. Then if I row up under the fellowship and lay there, no need to whistle. You'll make out that there's a speck of something or another there, and you'll know it's me, and you'll come down that cossier to me. Understood all? Apostrophe, understood all. Off she goes then. Apostrophe, apostrophe, in a moment, with the wind cutting keenly at him sideways, he was staggering down to his boat. In a few moments he was clear, and creeping up the river under their own shore. Eugene had raised himself on his elbow, to look into the darkness after him. I wish the boat of my honorable and gallant friend, apostrophe he murmured, lying down again, and speaking into his hat, may be endowed with philanthropy enough to turn bottom upward and extinguish him. Mortimer. Apostrophe, my honorable friend. Apostrophe, three burglaries, two forgeries, and a midnight assassination. Apostrophe, yet in spite of having those weights on his conscience, Eugene was somewhat enlivened by the late slight change in the circumstances of affairs. So were his two companions. Its being a change was everything. The suspense seemed to have taken a new lease, and to have begun afresh from a recent date. There was something additional to look for. They were all three more sharply on the alert, and less deadened by the miserable influences of the place and time. More than an hour had passed, and they were even dozing, when one of the three each said it was he, and he had not dozed made out Riderhood in his boat at the spot agreed on. They sprang up, came out from their shelter, and went down to him. When he saw them coming, he dropped alongside the causeway, so that they, standing on the causeway, could speak with him in whispers, under the shadowy mass of the six jolly fellowship porters fast asleep. Blessed if I can make it out. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said he, staring at them. Make what out? Have you seen him? Apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, what have you seen? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Lightwood. For, he was staring at them in the strangest way. I've seen his boat. Apostrophe, not empty? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, empty. And what's more, adrift. And what's more, with one skull gone. And what's more, with Tother's skull jammed in the thowels, and broke short off. And what's more, the boat's drove tight by the tide atwixt two tiers of barges. And what's more, he's in luck again, by George if he ain't. Apostrophe, apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.